When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Do you guys like my slippers?
I was going to say something, but
that's insane.
They're a little distracting.
They're cute. Okay, I hear insane and distracting.
And cute.
Thank you, Remy.
They're too big to like walk around in the
too
house.
Big.
Yeah, because you have a dog already. That's or no, you have two dogs. That's two puppies running around. And then you have two on your feet.
That's no, four. They're really cute.
And they're as big as your dog. And the hat is off. The hat came off.
I know. I noticed that.
They're her little balaclava. Oh, she's so cute.
Did you just order those?
No, Remy gave them to me.
Yeah.
I wonder why she gave them away.
No.
I don't want those big ass shoes in my house anymore.
That's so mean.
I had options. I love a slipper. I always have fun slippers.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And is it like just for comfort or you feel good in
just
them?
A house slipper just to like lounge in?
I like a house slipper in general. It's like a very Asian thing to have a house slipper. But also when I'm in the kitchen all day, my feet hurt really badly if I'm just standing there for like hours and hours. So slippers really help.
My feet are always cold. Like always.
See, I wouldn't because
freezing.
Mine are always hot. So really? That looks sweaty to me.
No, like right now they're cold. Isn't that crazy?
I do have sweaty feet too, but like you wear them with a sock and you're fine.
Okay.
It like regulates the temperature.
You know what I hate when people do? They'll wear their bare foot in their fuzzy.
Wear their bare foot.
They're barefoot in like fuzzy slippers.
But the feeling?
Ew. Yeah, after one day. And then what is it the next day? It's a shoe.
And it's smelly.
Yeah.
It gets smelly.
Oh, especially. Yeah.
No, Birkenstocks.
Birkenstock
shoes?
Things
being like made of cork and like they retain odor. Ooh. Like you wouldn't believe.
Ooh, retain odor. Yeah.
They're bad.
Ew.
Because you don't wear them with socks.
You should, though.
You can't really wear them with
Why
socks.
Why can't you wear them with socks?
Because they're sandals, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like a flip-flop almost.
I wear my sandals with socks all the time.
Yeah, we know.
I did have a Crocs with socks era, though.
Like, it can.
That I'm okay with.
That's what I'm okay with.
I feel like I just saw you wear something like that a few months ago.
Crocs are the shoes that you buy, like, almost sarcastically, and then they end up being, like, your daily drivers, and it's...
Do you have it in
sport mode? I do like sport mode.
I was against Crocs for a long time, and then I finally caved, and I was wrong.
They're
my gardening shoes, too, because they're waterproof.
It's amazing. And they're something, like, you either, like, get them as a gift or, like, sarcastically,
mm-hmm.
and then you end up wearing them way more than you think.
Agreed.
My friend got me one sarcastically, and it's not the waterproof ones. It has the fuzzies in it, and it's tie-dye. I think those cost, like, maybe, what, $80 for the Crocs?
Do you like them, though?
They're amazing.
You love them.
I gave it away.
No. Those were a gift.
I know, but I gave them away to someone that in need.
I'm telling Reed.
Tell Reed. I think he'll appreciate that somebody that needs shoes has them. You know? Mm-hmm. It's not like I sold them. That's even worse.
That's bad.
I didn't sell them. I gave them away. I gave them away to a shelter.
Okay.
Is that what they're called, shelters? Plato's Closet?
You did sell them.
Oh, my God.
You did. You got money.
No, I didn't get money. No, I don't remember walking away with money.
Plato's Closet.
They buy used clothes.
They do buy at Plato's Closet.
Okay. It was a nonprofit that I gave it to. It was a nonprofit.
They're in his closet.
No, they're definitely not in my closet. No, because I would have seen them. Maybe, you know what? Maybe they are, and I'm just blind. Maybe it's like sitting somewhere. I'll check.
All right, I'm going to jump into the intro. Okay. Are you ready? Yes,
please do it.
Please do it.
Hit it.
How's it? I'm Eve.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Basically Unfiltered. This is officially our 52nd episode.
Wow.
Which means
how many alarms.
How many weeks in a year?
52.
How many episodes have we done?
52.
Yeah, baby.
Happy 1 year, guys.
We are officially 52, right?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is 52, right? Or was last week
52? This is 52.
Oh, maybe this is 53. Hold on. Let me look it up. Let me look it up.
52 happy. 53. And
wait,
the, 54.
I think it is 53, you guys. Wait, 50?
Uh-oh.
Happy belated birthday to ya.
This is 53.
Happy belated birthday to ya.
We officially have turned 1 year on this podcast. It's pretty crazy to think where we were exactly a year ago.
It feels like we've been doing this for like a month.
It does. It went by really fast.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this the other day when we were here, but our birthday episode where we split it up and I had the cars behind me, that feels like a month ago.
But it also feels like forever ago. And we didn't decorate the pod for its birthday. That's kind of sad.
You know why? Because it just feels like any other day.
Remember when you said that we were going to do this podcast for a year?
1 year.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. I gave an end to it, right? And I was like, hey, guys, we're definitely doing this for only a year.
You know what's so crazy? When we had the initial conversation, we were like, oh, we'll like do it for like a season and then see.
Yeah.
And then that went by so fast. And I can't even imagine not doing it another season now.
I didn't even know what life was like before, basically unfiltered.
Just true. Unfiltered. Just pretty basic.
Just pretty basic.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
I had too much free time.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Remember when everyone thought we did that whole shoot just to say we were collabing on an episode?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That was crazy.
You guys have already done collabs before. What is going on?
It's just like a collab, right?
The Pasadena Princess. The whole thing that happened to do that shoot is crazy.
They saw that. They're like, oh, Remy definitely put the shoot together. It checks. Like, it was definitely a collab episode.
That's not even me. That's more of an Alicia thing.
That is more me. I'm kind of shocked you said Remy.
Well, really?
Yeah. I'm more like photo shoot. Like,
I know photo shoot, but like more grand, like Pasadena Princess.
You two were the ones who were like, we want to look like old money.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was for the
guilty.
For the look. Yeah.
And you say that like it's a bad
thing. It's not a bad thing.
It's not.
We wanted to have fun in the end of the day, right?
We don't get opportunities to really go all out that often. We're not starting projects left and right. And it was a nice excuse to dress like old money.
Yeah.
Old money.
And it was worth it.
It was worth it.
Eventually we're gonna have to change that icon, but it was worth it.
Yeah. I mean we already did kind of.
Should we do another shoot?
We have to, because I was revolved around.
It would be funny if we did a new money shoot. And it's like us with
just
chains.
come to my house.
Yeah, let's just go to Remy's closet. She'll dress us.
Be kind of cute.
Is new money like Gucci?
Stuff that like, yeah, people who like come into new money.
Very
that
gaudy.
They,
mm-hmm.
Like they want to show that they have money.
Oh, so just kind of like a Team 10 shoot type thing where we're just like, we have our hairs like in front of our faces, like curly. Mm-hmm. I could do that.
And like the place that we rent though. Like it would be like you would have Lambos and Ferraris and stuff like that for the shoot. You're not sitting there with, you know, like a classic car or something.
Exactly.
Head to toe designer, like label, like Gucci jacket, Gucci pants, Gucci belt.
I know my high end shit.
Okay.
I own them.
Who's your favorite designer?
Buck Mason.
Ooh. Okay.
I do like me a Moschino at times. A little Moschino.
Moschino?
Yeah.
I thought he was saying Massimo from
Target.
Oh,
that's what I meant to say.
Olivia Jade's dad.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
His story is pretty crazy.
What's his story?
He wanted to make like a clothing brand and everything, and his parents would pay for his college, And instead of going to college and like using that money towards it, he just pocketed the money and was telling them that he was in classes and like going to school, but really he was just working on the brand and like designing clothes and putting all that money into making the company.
Damn. Wow. That's one of those stories where like you hear someone does that and then they succeed. So you think you're gonna, and yes, it doesn't work out.
It's so unreal.
Yeah.
Like, you never hear about the people who stole all their parents' money for a brand that failed.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like, no, that like could have, that could have gone nowhere.
No, and that's more oftentimes more common.
It does. Yeah.
That's way more common.
You took 400 grand and did
that's
what?
That's actually really crazy.
Zane's looking like he did that. He's like,
No, I blacked out half that conversation, so I'm waiting this one to slide through. Oh, okay. So I can join the next one.
He's waiting for the pickup.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just waiting. I blacked out for literally 20 seconds. He's sitting
here. Oh my God.
Waiting for the ride.
Speaking of hitchhiking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Photos came back. They're so good.
So good.
So good. We just got back from our RV trip.
Yes, yeah. We did.
That was wild.
Did you guys enjoy it? Like,
I
honest.
Did. I really did.
I did. And I think it made me realize that I don't get as motion sick as I thought that I did.
Yeah, like, everybody did really good.
Yes, you know, it's really great. Like, it's really easy to like be in an RV like that and for hours. It's fine.
It really does make the long distance driving experience so much better.
It was fun. I really liked it. I liked hanging out that much.
It really,
even though I slept the whole time.
Yeah. In the bed.
It's really comfy though. Like, the bed was comfy. The top bed was comfy. Everything was like pretty comfy.
You know what's really funny though? The thought of a seatbelt didn't exist. And then when I got up into the driver's seat, I'm like,
gotta strap up. Yeah.
And then when Cal switched and he started driving, I was in the back. I'm opening the fridge. I'm grabbing sodas. And I'm like, wait a minute.
It's true.
It's crazy how seatbelts are so strict when you're in like any other car, but all of a sudden you're in an RV. It's like, oh,
nobody gives a shit.
The law doesn't matter anymore. Yeah.
When you went on tour, do you guys have to like seatbelt to leave or anything? Or you're just driving?
You just drive.
That is really crazy.
What is it though?
I don't know if you feel safe. You're like, I'm in a home right now.
It's like the chance of that. There were seatbelts though. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes.
Yeah, there were.
No, I know there were.
You're supposed to be in the seatbelt in that bench.
So if a cop stopped you and they saw everybody was laying in bed, really?
You're supposed to be in the
seatbelt. Okay, but think of like a party bus.
True.
There has to be like, it doesn't make sense.
You can't have a stripper pole on a party bus and then also have seatbelts.
And expect me to keep myself seatbelted
Exactly.
In.
Where's the line though? You know what I mean?
It has to be a certain like weight of the car, something about like a bigger car.
It's just safer. It's safer to like get into a car accident in a party bus. With everybody
the
dancing
buses,
inside.
You're supposed to be seat belted in, aren't you?
Yeah.
I know you're supposed to, but like the way they promote it is that it's a party bus and you're able to get up.
Not
and
a party bus. I'm thinking like a school bus. Like school bus, the kids are belted in.
School buses, they're not strict with that either.
I don't remember there being seat belts on the school bus.
Yes, they were. They were just tucked in.
There were?
Yeah, they were hanging from the bottom of your seat. You just.
So maybe legally they have to have them, but I just remember someone saying like, if you're in a huge bus and you hit someone, the chance of it like doing much to you versus them is like so different.
That's true.
Such a huge bus, but like obviously accidents happen.
We got into a bus accident when I was in middle school and we just went like that. So it makes sense.
You ran over someone?
Yeah. Oh no, an entire car with a full family car went under the bus. It was an insane accident, but the kids
like
we went over a bump.
Were they okay?
Yeah, they were okay. But there was like 8 people that got out of that car, but half the car was under the bus. So they were good.
Oh,
it was crazy.
God.
Our bus driver, the lady, didn't even get out. She was just like,
no.
Yeah, it was wild. I think it was the car's fault, though. That's probably why she didn't get out. She's probably like, it's not my fault.
But she should still get out.
I know. She should at least do something. Look like you care.
She's like, I'm not cars under your bus.
I saw this video of this old man. He was a bus driver recently, and when they were driving, some car driving by, like some like shard of metal or something, went through the window and stabbed him.
It went through and came right through the glass and right into his chest, and you just see like, oh, it was terrifying.
Wait, it's like
it was filmed like
internal
a dash cam.
Camera
I just
on
put
the driver.
On.
What?
So,
but not in his heart. He was okay, but he's still like. He was just screaming in pain, obviously, while still driving this bus of kids, and he somehow pulled over the car and got them safely
the poor
okay.
Kids.
Poor man.
I know, but like, sorry, I was thinking like, how traumatizing that would be. Like, and
well, they didn't even know what happened because he's just screaming. Wow. They're like, "What's going on?" And then another adult was on the bus, and he walked out.
The windshield completely shatter with the.
I think it was a side window, wasn't it?
So in the angle, you can't really see the windshield. I think it was more like towards the facing the driver.
Yeah.
So you just see like something come and like hit him in the chest.
Oof. And he was an old man, but he's okay. He's
wow.
Okay.
It just reminds me of, like, those people that, like, throw rocks off of, like, a overpass.
Thinking it's harmless.
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
Awful.
Didn't something just came out? It was, like, a few months ago where, like, someone killed somebody. They threw out, like, a big rock to the highway.
It
and
went
it, like,
the glass. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
People are crazy. They're awful.
But, like, what's going, like, I wonder what's going through those kids' head. Like, oh, this is, like, harmless. No one's going to get hurt. We're just going to be stupid. Or, like,
it's one
intentions
of those
are
you,
to.
Not to, I don't think to, like, actually hurt. It's like the, I don't think I'm going to hit them. Let's just do it anyways. It's like when I was a kid, I had a slingshot and we would go to this campground.
Uh-oh.
And we would shoot gumballs out of the slingshot. And I remember there was a squirrel in a tree really far away.
Oh, shit.
And, like, we were just, like, shooting the tree, just, like, playing around. And I was just like.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never too early, never too late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
You purr at me and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
One shot up at the, and I hit the squirrel.
No!
Killed him?
No idea how I did. It's just like, you don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, so you're a serial killer.
No.
They usually start off with killing animals.
No, because I literally cried and I felt. He didn't die.
Oh.
He was fine.
Oh, you cried.
But he got hit and he didn't die?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He didn't because he
You're
captured
at me
him.
Like you don't. Oh, he didn't?
I'm just like, how does a gumball from that velocity not kill a squirrel?
Hey, gumball's heavy.
Gumballs are hard.
I know.
They're hard.
She's like, how weak was your slingshot?
He got hit and then he just jumped and ran.
Oh, Bubba.
He went to go tell his mom.
He has a family.
He has a family.
But yeah, no, mortified after that. Never again.
Never again.
I put the slingshot away.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, we went to an aquarium.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, how was your dream aquarium, Remy? Our 5.5-hour drive to get to?
Okay, I would like to formally apologize. So the reason why we went in this RV was we had a giveaway winner on the Patreon. Shout out Patreon.
Hey.
Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
Sherry Heidi.
Sherry Heidi. And Sherry commented that we should get high and go to an aquarium. And we thought, oh my God, that's such an amazing idea. And then I took this as my opportunity to instead suggest that we go to what is allegedly the best aquarium in the second best aquarium in the States, the best on the West Coast, the most amazing aquarium. It's called the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and Finding Dory was based on it. And I've always wanted to go my whole life. And I thought, guys, like, oh my God, we should go.
This is the opportunity.
This is like, imagine how good it's going to be. Imagine the content. And then also, like, if we wanted to make more content, we could also like road trip up there. It'd be really fun. And then Heath was like, oh my God, let's get an RV. And we all were like, yeah, let's get an RV. And then we went, and the aquarium was not very good.
It's not what we expected.
It was my first time in an aquarium, so it looked really cool. Like that, it looked just like how I saw in the movies. Like the big glass windows, the big one, that middle one. I was like, oh my God, this is everything that I imagined. But
it was nice, but it was not what we had expected and what we had been told it was going
to
be.
Yes. I don't mean to be rude at all, obviously.
No, be rude. It just sucked.
No. Like, it was a really cool place. It was a very educational place for people to learn. Lots of, like, field trips. Very cute.
I will say, one thing about that aquarium, they seemed really animal forward.
Oh, yes. They love their animals.
You can tell that they care for the animals more than, like, other aquariums. So I felt really good that they were all taken care of. It didn't seem like this money grab. It seemed like they were like helping the animals. And, you know, that was really nice about it. Because there was the one giant sunfish that they used to have that got like too big, and they didn't want it to be like stuck in this like smaller, you know, aquarium situation. So I will give them that. So
absolutely. I think I just had really high expectations because I love the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. It's a good aquarium. So I was expecting this one to just be like twice as like the colors of Finding Dory. Like I was expecting Finding Dory, and I didn't get that.
We did not find Dory.
Just watch Finding Dory, and I think you don't need to go to an aquarium.
But it's okay. It still was a really fun trip. Honestly, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
It is.
And we had a really good time in the RV. Mm-hmm. We made memories. It was just all over.
One of my
trip.
Favorite parts, though, was like towards the end when we we're like, oh, maybe we're missing like a wing of the whole place. Like maybe we're missing a whole area. And we all, because the only other thing we know what to say is we all kept being like, where's the anglerfish? Like there's
that's
nothing.
All we cared about was this fucking anglerfish.
Like we didn't say sharks. There was one shark I saw.
Hammerhead.
Oh my God. Wait, did anyone watch Flipper?
Yes.
Yes, the dolphin movie.
Yes.
Wait, is that with the fake
Flipper.
Tail?
Flipper.
Oh,
they made a robotic tail for the
fish. You're thinking of
dolphin tail.
Oh my God.
So close.
I just thought of the hammerhead.
You guys want to know something funny, though, that I'm just putting together now, and I didn't because I was high? The whole reason why the anglerfish was such a phenomenon is because we've never seen a living anglerfish.
Oh.
So why were we expecting to see one at the aquarium?
That's
right.
True,
they live
like
thousands of feet down.
Yeah.
But they did have organisms in the aquarium that lived thousands of feet down.
Yes, and what were they called?
The deep sea organism.
the deep sea wing of this place was very deceiving.
It's but like it makes new sense.
It doesn't.
They
it
made
does.
It. They made it sound like there was gonna be all of those creatures
the,
there.
The dude said it's gonna be really scary down there when you guys get. It's gonna be freaky. You're gonna
okay,
see some
crazy
stuff.
Okay, but that crab
stuff.
Was
that
pretty
crab,
creepy.
Oh my God, ew! I don't know if I can eat crab anymore, guys. Like truly, that. Yeah. Crabs are like the spiders of the ocean.
It was the size of this chair.
Yeah, it was.
It was pretty crazy.
It was called the Japanese spider crab.
Okay. Listening comprehension skills.
Because it freaked me out. I was like, I never want to see that thing again. It's a Japanese spider crab.
I hate spiders.
Okay, our little marine biologist over here.
I'm very impressed.
It did make me want fucking crabs so bad. I just wanted to dip it in butter. But it's crazy. They had a seafood restaurant in this aquarium.
Attached.
That was
weird. It's
wild.
Weird.
Okay. Wild.
It was for educational purposes. It wasn't a real restaurant. It was to sit there and learn more sustainable practices.
There was a restaurant.
There was the restaurant right there attached to it, right past it. Yes.
Oh, not the one that we saw that was like you learned.
The cafe
it was
serving
the one
yes,
outside.
Yes, it was serving.
It was outside.
It was a sea cafe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess if
the animals die, they have to at least try to sell them and cook them, right?
You know, it's like the respect thing. You shoot it, you kill it, you eat it. So maybe their whole motto is like, hey, if we're going to be showing these off, we might as well eat it.
I have so many things.
The Otter Show was not available for
show.
Us.
Yeah,
it wasn't a show, everybody.
It was a show.
They're redoing the otter habitat.
Yeah, because apparently they messed don't up the glass.
The whole thing's a show.
The exhibit.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
They're not making the otters do flips. Don't worry.
They should have.
You know what's funny, though? It's like we were expecting that. But, like, obviously we weren't. You know what I mean?
I was.
I was expecting more species. That's what I was expecting, personally. Yeah.
Well,
diversity with the aquatic life that they had.
No.
Aquatic species. They had some really cool jellyfish. I will give them that.
But there were, like, so many. And then, okay, they don't have a heart, a brain, a soul, a stuff.
We learned a lot.
We learned so. And then I'm like, so they're just, like, cells. And then they're reproducing
but
like
crazy.
But
they eat and have a stomach.
And they eat each other. It, like,
yeah, some eat each other.
Now I'm kind of like, I don't know if I fuck with jellyfish.
I think we all walked away a little smarter, which I like.
We did. We got to touch a jellyfish.
We did. What kind of jelly?
We got to caress it. Two fingers.
Mm-hmm. Two fingers. Head to tail.
And
what kind of jellyfish did we touch?
We touched a
moon.
A moon.
Moon shadow, moon ridge.
Moon jelly.
It's just called moon jelly?
Mm-hmm. I have moon boots. Sorry, I was a little let down. But they were very sweet. They did give us a backstage
tour. But we were also,
tour.
They did.
You know what? We were high, which means that it should have been better.
No, well, I think,
you know what I mean?
I was if sitting we were, and watching things so much more than I would have if I wasn't high.
Yeah.
So I feel like I enjoyed it more.
Mm. High.
Also,
but it was very disappointing. It was more disappointing.
Imagine how I felt.
Please let us just say, I'm sure the Monterey Bay Aquarium does amazing things for conservation, mm-hmm. and
absolutely.
They do great things for educational purposes. We just wanted to say our true experience because as someone who's wanted to go my whole life and we made the trip, I literally forced my friends to go on a trip 6 hours north to see it. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So I just want to give that still an amazing experience, but maybe if you're like me and you're dreaming of going, think again.
I do love.
You would have loved our school. We had a whole marine department.
Yeah. No, you did not.
We had our magnet program.
It
was environmental science, but we had a huge what did I just say?
Marine biology.
Marine section.
Wait, what'd you do?
Beach cleanup.
Yeah.
Wait, that's awesome.
That was my senior project.
Also, okay. Oh, Jacques Cousteau came in, or his son.
Okay.
That was sick. He showed us the little submarine that you would go underwater with.
Mm-hmm.
The little mammy submarine. You ever heard of that?
Never. Oh, you never. Oh, then never you must not right. like the science.
The ocean.
Oh, but our teacher, she was a.
Oh, no.
Oh, she was nasty all year. But when Jacques Cousteau's grandson came in, boy.
And she was married, too. We're like, Miss, what are you doing?
Jordan, you know what we're talking about.
You're real flirty for a married woman with two kids.
Let her have it.
Yeah, I will. Miss.
Okay, but we enjoyed it. But I don't want to come to the podcast and hype it up and have people let down like we were.
You don't have to even say we enjoyed it. We didn't enjoy it.
Okay.
It was cool, but it was just a little bit of a letdown.
No, I think here's the thing. We were expecting like a tunnel of all glass with sharks everywhere that we can like lay down and look at. It was our fault for not like doing research.
We also wanted it to be a surprise and not ruin the experience.
Yeah.
Do your research.
Might I suggest, though, the Georgia Aquarium, which is the number one it might even be the world, but I think definitely number one for the States, for sure, top three in the world. Incredible experience.
So Okinawa is that one crazy really because they one? Have like humongous animals?
They have whale sharks there.
Got it. So remember that big tank we're looking at where it was like huge? Something like that it's just filled with...
It's huge manta rays, whale sharks, all these different kinds of sharks.
But I want to see the top aquarium have mermaids and shit in it. I want to see sirens.
Okay.
Like, ring the alarm.
I want to like make it memorable. I want to walk out of there and be
Zane thought he was swimming with the animals.
Yeah, he thought,
I thought we were going to be able to get into a tank.
Typhoon Lagoon, you got to swim with the animals.
That's what is Typhoon Lagoon?
A water park in Florida. We used to swim with the sharks.
Rapids.
Have you guys been to Atlantis?
No, but that's a slide. You're swimming through it in a tube. This one you got to swim with them.
Oh, actually, for real?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Really?
What kind of sharks?
Wait,
why do I feel like there was glass?
I was going with it. I have no idea what
No, Typhoon. Y'all, anybody that's been to Typhoon Lagoon?
Typhoon Lagoon's a water park.
Yes.
There's no way you're swimming with sharks at a water park.
That'd be kind of sad.
I'm being dead ass serious.
Also, no.
It was like an LED screen.
No. I have a feeling it must have been like a glass between us.
Of course.
Thank you, Jordan. Can you say it louder in the mic?
The shark reef attraction at Disney Typhoon Lagoon.
Disney. That makes way more sense.
Eat my ass.
It shut down?
It shut down because you're swimming with sharks.
Somebody got bit.
Yeah. So something happened. But they were saying, like, be very careful. You have to swim slowly across from one end to one end.
Okay.
Now thinking about it, I was like, that's not a thing to put in a water park for kids.
Okay.
Typhoon
Lagoon's Shark Reef was a man-made saltwater lagoon at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park in Orlando, Florida. Guests could snorkel through a sunken ship in the 362,000-gallon dual-tank habitat, which was home to tropical fish, rays, and small sharks.
Wow.
Attraction permanently closed in 2016, likely due to operating costs.
Yeah, right. Someone got bit.
Wow. Operating snorkeling cost. For 5 to 15 minutes, $20.
That's not bad.
5 minutes? For $20?
That's crazy. My parents paid that much?
That's crazy.
I know they did not want to spend that money.
I paid $20 for a strawberry lemonade.
Remy paid $19 for a strawberry. I thought that's what you were about to say. I was like, you didn't say
it. True.
That was gifted to me.
Gifted. I know. I can't. That's sick that you got it gifted.
I will say Alicia and I are about to go to Japan.
We are.
And I want to go try all the really fun, expensive fruits, like the fruits that are made for gifts.
Yes.
But I feel like those, like the strawberry that we ate the other day, I swear when we went to Japan, the fruits were—
they were all amazing.
And the strawberry tasted like all of them though in Japan. So
imagine like the nice ones.
Asia does fruit very, very, very well. I think it has to do probably with like the humidity and like the climate.
Or they don't inject shit in theirs like we do.
That as well. Specifically, Japan is known for their fruits, especially like the really, really expensive specialty fruits, because they give them as gifts. It's like a sign of respect to bring to like a housewarming or a party or something. You bring someone a really nice fruit
instead of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Like fruit. It's like that's kind of wow.
And I was telling Jordan, for instance, this company that gave me the strawberry, they have a melon that's $100, which obviously insane.
Worth it.
I will say for the currency exchange, it's less in Japan, but still it's a really expensive melon. But what they do is like a normal melon vine here will produce like X amount of melons, a lot of them obviously. What they'll do in Japan is when the melons start to flower, they'll cut off all the melons that grow so that all of the energy from the plant goes into making one singular melon. So it's the sweetest, all of the juice and all of the like sugar and everything is all in this one melon.
And it would be a crime if we went there and did not experience
a melon.
A $100 melon.
A melon. No, I'm excited.
You can order stuff from another country like fruit-wise, but you can't bring it back yourself, right? They stop it at customs.
Usually. Yes.
I do think my favorite part of the road trip, though, was Solvang. And that wasn't even planned.
Yeah, that was just like a quick stop. Got those dogs, right?
We were driving up and I was looking at the map and I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to drive right through Solvang. And I've been there a couple times and I just love it. It's this cute little like Danish town in the middle of nowhere. And they hadn't been. So I was like, oh my gosh, we have to go. You guys have to see this place. That was the highlight. That was so fun. We stopped and got this sausage buffet experience type thing. And then little like pastries, chocolates.
How much did you pay for the sampler, the four sausage sampler?
I think it was four different sausages was $24 or something like that.
It's not bad. It's a pretty good deal.
They charge you $1 a bun though.
You
with your mound of buns.
I thought I was going to eat all
that
the buns.
Jalapeno cheddar though.
Insane.
Great. That was really cool. It was cool that like on the menu they listed what country each different dog was from. That was cool.
That was sick.
And then we went to like the little chocolate split. Oh, the as seen on TV
shop. Yes. That's my dream. I'm going to play with my little blackjack thing I got tonight.
And everything they had out was empty boxes because I think they had so many people steal from there where they just now have empty boxes everywhere and you have to ask for them to get it from the back.
I wonder where that guy's getting stuff because he said that he just got a shipment in that day. TV. And I'm like, where are you ordering? sitting on the phone TV. Thing, shipping and handling.
Dial now. Get three for the low price.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was a pretty sick store. And then we also went to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, which Alicia and I love. Yeah,
one out of like 10 different places that we went to. I'm getting a stomachache just thinking about how much
Y'all, I don't know how you did it.
It was impressive.
We didn't stop.
I've never seen anyone get the chocolate covered cheesecake before.
Oh, was it good?
It looked amazing.
It was frozen.
Frozen cheesecake.
Oh, no, it's so good. Yeah.
Dude, and that chocolate shell on it, it just like crackled it. Oh, I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish there was more cheesecake options, though. Instead of just like a plain cheesecake, I wanted
not many people are probably getting that, so they're not gonna have a bunch of cheesecake options, right? I feel because they have so many different varieties of chocolate.
Imagine like a raspberry swirl with a chocolate dip.
I needed a little bit of like a fruit inside.
What's everyone's Cheesecake Factory cheesecake order?
30th anniversary with fresh strawberries on the side.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Oh, what's the
30th anniversary?
It's like a black and white one, so there's chocolate. Ask Mia, that's with fresh, not that glazed shit. It's
I
so
love
good.
The glazed ones.
Mm-mm. Okay, I have two answers. Am I health conscious this night or
Skinnylicious?
They have the Skinnylicious guilt-free cheesecake. It's the same as their like original one, but there's no sugar in it.
Splenda.
Splenda cake.
It's got that Splenda logo.
Cancer or calories, baby? Which one you want?
Basically,
it's you pick your poison. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, pick the fucking Splenda cake.
The Skinnylicious menu, it just makes me laugh because the word Skinnylicious is crazy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy word.
Everything is just skinny. The menu is skinny.
It's also 2025. How are they getting away with that? Truly.
Let's
cancel the Cheesecake Factory.
What do we call the main menu?
Fattylicious.
Fattylicious. I know I can't talk too much shit about Cheesecake Factory. I actually like fucking love.
Okay, I love the Cheesecake Factory.
I can talk shit because my like three things, I forget what they even were now. My three go-to orders, one year they just got rid of all of them.
And
I
was like, they do that though.
What are the orders? What are the orders?
It was like a salmon, like orzo thing. Ooh, it was so good. Then the, soy glazed edamame. Oh my God, it was so good.
The Korean cauliflower though is the probably the best menu item they have.
And then I was like, fine, I'm never coming again.
They just dropped new menu items, actually. I saw on TikTok that a lot of food reviewers were going because they have a whole new menu.
I was at the
release.
The release.
The launch party.
The launch party.
I would love to go to a launch party of a Cheesecake Factory. There are brand new items. Like, imagine new items over 10 years.
Patreon blogs.
Oh, my God. But the crusted chicken Romano, I just think is just beautiful. I think it's created with perfection. The sauce that you ask, you have to ask for extra on the side. They never give you enough. You have to ask for extra on the side. You pour it a little bit on your pasta. There's something about it that just,
I will
it cures
I like
cancer.
Their breaded chicken.
Their bread's amazing. The chocolate bread.
No. Yes.
I just hate that they keep those butter packets ice cold.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were
just
gonna
put it. You can't spread it. You can't do anything
with
it.
Chocolate bread.
And then you're mashing up this little slice of bread, trying to get butter to like spread on it, and it turns into this small little mush thing at the end with just a chunk of
butter. I kind of love eating the lump though. No. Like, it's good.
What are we at, a diner?
I hate that.
It's the Cheesecake Factory.
It's not a diner. It's Cheesecake Factory.
Also, it's kind of expensive.
We went there when we were like, oh, we want to go out like all out tonight.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Outback, we want to spend a little bit more money. We're going to Cheesecake Factory.
No, same.
It's like fancy. It's like Mastro's for us.
Okay. No, same. Same. Okay.
They do. The brown bread community calls it chocolate bread.
But it's not made like with chocolate.
No, it's just pumpernickel, just right?
Or pump?
I think it is.
I think we asked one time and they said it was wheat. It's not like pumpernickel. It's literally wheat bread. But for some reason, just we all love the wheat one more.
I like the white bread personally.
I love sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I like their Bang Bang chicken and shrimp. Woo! That's my personal favorite.
All right.
I highly recommend. It's like a little Thai curry moment. And the cake I like, or the cheesecake, is probably the one with the strawberries, the glazed strawberries on top. Oh. A classic.
If I'm going all out, I'm doing the s'mores.
Ooh.
They put a whole big ass marshmallow on top and then they torch it.
Oh.
And it melts down the side of the cheesecake and then they just stuff a graham cracker on top.
Let's go.
It's unbelievable.
I like the, they have an Oreo one, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah.
What's the tuxedo cheesecake?
Oh,
I see it on the menu all the time,
like,
and I'm like,
black and white.
It's the black, yeah, the black Oreo crust with the cheesecake. Okay. And then I don't know what's on top of it. Maybe like a chocolate drizzle or something.
Oh, okay.
I just realized we love food, you guys.
Before you continue, it's National Oreo Day. So everybody say happy. Yeah, it's National Oreo Day, right?
It is. I got a text this morning. Happy National Oreo Day.
Did you celebrate?
I haven't eaten an Oreo yet, but I'm celebrating right here in my heart. Yeah.
Okay.
Zane,
it's stretching my
your ass.
No, it's like
are you stretching your ass?
It's like this connects to my
hip. Did you see Zane's butt pulsing when he was ordering at the chocolate factory? That was out of control.
There's no way that was.
I go to a full body like high, like chills throughout my body. It's an addiction.
It was gripping your jeans.
Because it was ready to munch. It was ready to go to town. I ordered every single assortment of chocolate in that store.
I think they were thrilled.
They loved me because they're like, we've never had anybody spend that much.
You're my number one customer.
No, it was
punch card.
It was like, I could never work in a store like that. I would literally.
I don't know how Hadiah did it because Hadiah worked at a shop that's very similar to that called Kilwins.
But she has like, she has
self control.
She does. When it comes with sweets, she does. Yeah.
I feel like it's also different when you work there because it's just always there.
You know what? I feel like it would be really gross, like chocolate like that, because it's like good chocolate, but it's really heavy chocolate. So you can't eat too much of that.
Yeah, it's what do they call it? Decadent.
Decadent.
Like when it's like
too decadent,
very rich, yeah, where you can only have like a bite.
If I was at a donut shop, game over. Like donut shop, I'd be
fresh out the fryer.
Yeah, fresh, oh, like a Krispy Kreme.
At the Krispy Kreme, during the conveyor belt, just like head underneath.
Oh my god! Wait, I just got really excited.
This whole episode is just food.
I want us to do it like a vlog where we go to Krispy Kreme.
If you told me you were driving 5.5 hours to go to a Krispy Kreme,
the first
I would say that is more worth it than driving 5.5 hours for an aquarium.
Okay. 100%.
Yeah.
The first we didn't have fun. I had fun, Remy.
Thank you.
I really did. Especially when we started that movement.
Yes.
When we laid on the floor.
Yes.
Zane was having a movement too. Bowel movement. That tummy ache was going, boy.
It was.
He had gas the whole RV.
No, I didn't. No, no. Somebody was farting and it wasn't me.
That I actually.
You smelled that too. Okay, I always.
I think we were driving through
yes, we were. It's when I was in the front with Cal. I remember.
I think we were driving through something.
I think they're going back and forth with the farts. They were like.
No.
No, I'm really good at this. Every time I fart, immediately I call it out. I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry I farted.
Heads up.
Yeah.
No,
I'm really like good. Do.
I think it was Remy because she kept being like, Cal, your boot. Cal's boot just. It's because he's been wearing it, gets sweaty. Cal's boot is really stinky.
No.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, DraftKings Casino.
The great rewards hunt is on, so join the adventure with DraftKings Casino. For fun seekers, follow the trail to huge jackpots, weekly bonuses, and exclusive games.
Plus, new players can get their losses back up to $1,000 in casino credits on their first day. Just sign up with code BASIC and start playing to get up to $1,000 in casino credits back with a minimum of $5 net loss.
Only on DraftKings Casino, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly, 21 plus.
Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Lost back for 24 hours up to 1,000 in non-withdrawable casino credits that expire in 168 hours. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos.
Thank you, DraftKings, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
You know what? I haven't felt this way in a long time, and I forgot this feeling, but being around teenagers...
I know
the
where you're
going. The stress that being around teenagers brings on.
It triggered me. As soon as I heard that, I was like, I immediately clenched up my butt. I was like, fuck, it's happening.
No, like, I'm so scared of them making fun of me.
So we were in the section with like a giant tank and just people were just like kind of on the bottom floor and top floor, just kind of like watching.
Yeah.
We just hear like maybe 15 to 20, like perfect, like middle school, high school kids. And they're just like, you could tell that they're all
talking shit, fucking with each other.
And we're sitting there, we're like, oh my God, this
please
is
don't
like,
talk about us. Please don't talk
please
about
don't
us.
Talk about, please don't talk about, please don't, because once they come after you, there's nothing you can do.
No.
You have to let them continue to like keep going on you until they walk away. Mm-hmm. It's this like weird thing.
Ethan, yeah, if you fight back, it's even more embarrassing.
Yeah, so embarrassing. What are you, 30? You're talking like that to a kid? And it's like, damn, that they're right, though. It's like so embarrassing.
I think I'm super stressed out. Like, if we have boys, for them to get to that age, I'm like, that's going to be rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be really tough.
I don't even know what you do. Like, truly. And it's so crazy also that now we're at the age where, like, those kids are running around and an adult, which we are adults, scolded them and we clapped for the adult because we are more on the adult side yeah. now than
that
the kid
crazy.
Side.
Very telling.
That's really sad.
When did that happen? When did that start happening?
We were sitting. I remember the worker was like,
they were like dropping stuff from the front, yeah. the top level to the bottom level. And like, while people were walking, she's like, please don't do that. Please don't do that. And Mariah and I were like, oh, our kids would never do that.
Oh, you were paying attention to that? Oh, I had to tune them out because I was like, if they don't see me, they won't do anything to me.
If I put my glasses on, I'll be invisible.
No, we were saying, we were like, oh, we should have brought glasses. So we like, you know, mm-hmm. feel far from people.
There was a lot of chances for kids to like really make fun of us. They were filled with kids throughout the whole entire aquarium.
I don't think they made fun of us.
No, they didn't.
They
it's
were
just
very
like
nice
this,
kids.
It's this
yeah.
like thing that I was
you were
bullied
just
a lot.
High.
In school,
you were
yeah.
high. You were high.
And I was high too.
I always
that
just
didn't
get
help.
Really nervous. Yeah. That they're just going to be mean.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just look at them weird. Just be like,
like, I'd rather an adult come up to me and be mean to me than a kid.
I agree.
100%,
like
because
that time,
I can take that.
I slipped in front of those kids in Hawaii, yeah. and I caught myself, and they laughed at me in the elevator and
that's
got out
rough.
And said, good luck. Or what did they say to me? They said something like, that sticks with me
oh,
for some reason. But I think it's because, like, little Remy was, like, always so embarrassed around, like, other boys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I, like, can tap into that, and I just want to, like, hold her.
It's like the lady who fell when we were ordering
no.
ice cream.
Oh, my God, that was
oh
sad.
My, that was really bad.
I
and
thought
you knew she
I,
was still hurt, too. And
yeah.
It sucks because, like, when you see somebody fall, your first instinct is to laugh at them and point and make fun.
That's, like, my third. I'm not anymore.
Like, we ran up to go help, like, pick her up, but on their end, the person that fell is embarrassed and was, yeah. like, hoping nobody saw it. So then they want to play it cool, like, they don't need help. And you also don't want to make it, like, seem like you just saw it. Like, it's kind of like a weird, you're there to help, but you don't know if you should offer it because you don't want
don't
them to have the attention.
Yeah, everyone's so different. Because for me, like, I'm fine. But if someone, like, asks if I'm okay, I will start crying.
Same.
So I'm like
yeah.
I'm good. Like, please don't.
Yeah.
But also I need to realize, like, not everyone feels that way. So for me, I'm usually more like, oh, unless they're like physically like hurt,
yeah.
then I won't go up. And I mean, I'll ask if they're okay. But like, you and Mariah like darted out of the place to like go see. And I was like, well, I'm glad you guys are here. Cause I would be more like,
what do you do?
Are you okay?
But that, like, that sound, the sound that made, that sounded like a sign fell to the ground. Like it was a big, big fall. I think she fell from the top of the stairs.
Yeah,
like, I don't think she touched any of the stairs on the way down. And she hit that shit hard. I was like, I genuinely thought she, like, I think she did, like, actually fuck up somewhere.
She
and she just didn't want to say
definitely
anything.
Definitely still feeling it.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things too. Where you're like, I don't want to call attention, but
yeah.
also I'm a really bad person if I don't ask if she needs help when she needs help.
Yeah.
When yeah, you were Heath was, like, trying to vlog her. I was like, Heath, no.
Oh, my God.
You guys just saw that, right? Did we catch that?
Yo, chat, did you catch that?
Yo, chat, you guys saw this? When you were saying it, like, you, if somebody asked you that, you want to cry, it just reminded me, when I was a kid, I don't know if anybody else had this, but anytime a teacher, like, when I would have to talk to a teacher, I would get really emotional and be on the verge of tears. I don't know,
like,
what it is.
If you were in trouble or just in general?
No, just, like, raising your hand to talk.
Aww.
I would get choked up and, like, start, like, feeling like I needed to cry.
Aww.
When I was talking to a teacher. And sometimes it would be like that with my parents, too. I don't know what that feeling is, but, like, I just always felt like I had to cry every time I would talk to a teacher.
Anxiety.
Right? Is that what it is?
I mean, that's what it sounds like to
or
me.
Or like just, a person of authority in any way. Like yeah. as a kid, I get that.
Yeah, it's like a...
I didn't have that as much,
no,
but...
No, that's really sweet.
No, no.
Remy, anxiety doesn't exist. You can't live in Remy.
For me, if I ever was mad, even now, if I'm mad, I just cry because I don't... And then I just don't know how to process that. And then diving into my childhood trauma, I learned it's because I just didn't know how to I didn't know how to deal with anger or wasn't taught how to be angry in a healthy way. So I just would cry that my body, okay. instead of being angry ever, I would just start crying.
You just,
I tear up too when I'm really angry. I'll just start
but then it sucks. Cause people are oh, you're crying. I'm no, I'm mad. I'm pissed. Yeah. But I'm not, I doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
Do you tear up when you're angry?
Should we talk about childhood trauma?
I do.
Let's talk about childhood trauma.
Let's unpack it.
Yeah.
You can unpack it.
Yeah, I do tear up when I get angry.
Oh, this is great for kids. I also learned because my mom, her story is fucking crazy. I would love for her to come on Pretty Basic one time and actually share it all. But she was adopted, had, and then her parents fought all the time, alcoholics, crazy shit happened all the time.
So she was adopted at birth or?
Adopted at birth, low key under the table. She was $200 or $300 and every day I'm Mom, you are priceless. But she was like under the table, right?
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Anyway, her adopted parents were amazing, but they had their own issues. So, and she was an only child also. Where was I going with this?
You're doing pretty well. Childhood I think you're telling
childhood us. Childhood trauma. Yeah. Oh, so anyways, because they fought all the time and my mom was oh my God, she'd have to break them up and all this stuff at a very young age. When she was dating when she was married to my dad, she never wanted to fight in front of the kids, AKA me and my sister. But because they never fought in front of us, we never saw healthy fighting. So we just saw anything of conflict is bad. So I didn't realize that until I was in my 20s that I never even saw a good example of healthy fighting of how to resolve issues because they would always do it so we wouldn't see it. Even though it was good intentions, it still fucked us up. Mm. And Ashley's the same way.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
So they would hold any sort of argument or anything until you guys weren't there and then they would go.
Yeah. All good intentions. But then as an adult, I'm now I don't have the tools of being angry.
How to talk
being
through.
Angry isn't bad. But learning how to talk it through and
did you ever know that they were fighting in private? Did you hear them?
A few times. And I remember thinking
what's going on?
Oh my God, what's happening? And then my mom was we're okay. We're okay. Just go upstairs. And I remember thinking shit was going down. I was just
oh, aren't parents don't parents normally do that? Most of the time, not do it in front of the kids.
I don't remember my parents fighting in front of me.
Yeah, I feel like most would keep
the only thing it would be kicking under the table. I remember getting kicked in my shin all the time.
Really? If you said something wrong.
If I said something wrong or it would just be this.
The look,
while
the
other
look.
People are while other guests around or just the four of you. Oh.
Yeah, if we were in public or if we were at one of their my parents'
friends' house.
Yeah.
Boy, when you got them teeth.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The teeth.
I don't know what she was mouthing to me, but it was just
you better
just
show
it's just a little just yeah, a, just
yeah.
Show
the dog
you.
In the car yeah to it's Mariah.
A dog snarling
yeah. Yeah, just getting an ass whooping when you get home.
Boy, did I stop though.
Yeah.
That's what we got.
You don't need to know what she's saying. You'll stop.
Oh, you knew.
Your mom had them heels on too.
She just bam.
I'm dead.
Who was worse, you or your brother when it came to
Probably me.
It was bad. You?
Yeah. My brother, obviously you guys know, he's quiet. He never just he just kept to himself. Mm-hmm. Mostly very quiet. Mm-hmm. And then I was the loud, kind of annoying one. And we didn't get in trouble in school or anything like that. But if there was something, it was usually me that I was I was just being dumb.
I think just putting us in a classroom setting was always just the worst part. I think as soon as we left the classroom, I feel like we were pretty good.
You were worse than your brother?
No, my brother was way worse than I was. I was an angel baby. And then my brother was really bad. My first memory ever was at the, not ever, but like one of my, it honestly might be, I was really young. I was like 5 and he was 3. And we were at the like kids club where my mom would like go to the gym and she'd drop us off like in the front area. And I remember going down the slide. I have like literally a vision of going down the slide and hearing screaming and being like, and I got up and I went to the front and Shane had gone up and bitten a kid's nose so hard. He broke skin. No. We got banned from the kids club. I didn't get to go back. He was a biter. But he was a baby.
It was
but
just a little nibble.
He was broke skin.
A
and
biter.
I remember literally being like,
I think I was.
That's a good method, though. I mean, hey, if you're
too.
You can't help it sometimes. It's just in you.
Yeah.
I just he's got those big teeth.
I saw my mom. And I was just like, okay.
My trauma that I am currently going through, I ended up on the side of TikTok, which I guess no one here can like fully understand the side of TikTok that I'm on, but it's that everybody wants an older sister. Like the older sister is like the best sibling to have. Like they nurture you, they like raise you, they're there for you, they give you the best advice, like they're, you know, all the things, but no one wants to be the big sister. Like being the big sister is the worst job you can have.
Yeah.
So I ended up on that side of TikTok and I've been delving into that and I'm like, it's true. Being a big sister, it's like so great and rewarding, but also like a lot of work because in some ways, like you're a second mother, you're expected, like a lot is expected of you. Like Cal and I were just talking about that today because he's the oldest, but he's a boy. And we always compare like the expectations that my family had for me versus the expectations they had for him. Completely different.
I can't even imagine having an older sister. That's so crazy to think about. Mm-hmm. Like an older sister. Like I feel like I would have loved an older sister.
I think we were just talking about this recently, but it's similar. Like, I wish there was a younger sibling underneath me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the first time I held a baby was, like, recently. Like an actual newborn baby. Like, I never had to, like, help raise something smaller growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I see, like, Mariah with kids, and she is, like, super motherly. Like, great instincts, like, raising kids and working with kids, like, I wish I had more prep.
I think
like,
you're incredibly paternal naturally, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
I do.
I just like, it would have been cool to like help raise like a little.
Yeah.
Like, cause my brother's 7 years older than me.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
So I wasn't close enough in age to like play and do the things he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always there for me when I was a kid and would like help me.
Very cute.
So I wish like I had that too.
But you're going to have your own kids. And also there's people who like don't like kids, but then they have their own kids and then it just kicks in. Mm-hmm. So like that's already going to happen for you anyway. And then you're just going to be such a good dad.
I can't wait.
Ah!
Soon.
Come on.
Now.
Come on.
Right now.
Right now.
Do it.
Don't leave.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Another thing like growing up that I think ended up being good for me was I was afraid of my parents, like mentally and physically afraid.
Spiritually.
And I think that made me a good kid. Not that I thought that they were going to like beat me or anything, but I was like scared to like let them down. Also, my dad is huge. So I think just like his physical appearance
was definitely
intimidating.
Especially now after meeting your family, like seeing how big your dad is.
If he gives me one bad look, like I crumble.
He has like teddy bear vibes though, doesn't
he? Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's the vibe I got. But I get it as a kid.
Especially as a kid.
Yeah. So I think that was really good for me. I think that kept me a good kid. But I definitely was afraid and I'm sure that has something to do with how I turned out.
I have a question for you, though, because I've been thinking a lot about having kids and what I want to do and what I don't want to do and what I don't want to pass down and what I might do without even realizing, like, intentionally that I picked up. Do you want your kids to be afraid of you in the same way, though?
I think so. Hmm. Not like...
Like, in a respectful way.
In a respectful way, like...
I'm scared of Mariah now, so I feel like the kids will definitely be scared of Mariah.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely, like, if...
Like
I'll walk by her. I'm like, oh, she doesn't look very happy. I'm not gonna fuck with her right now. It's not the time. Yeah.
I definitely think that it's good. So they don't like walk all over you.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I knew there was no talking back to my parents, like, at all. Like, if I, like, tried to get, like, a smart mouth,
I had quite a few friends that I knew that I grew up with where they had parents that their kids would walk all over. It was terrible.
Watch your friends, like, curse at their parents?
And I saw it. And I saw it, and in my head, I didn't see it as, oh, they're being walked all over by these by my friends. It was more like, oh, their parents are cool.
Yeah.
It was this weird thing where, like, you tricked your, like, your brain thought that, like, oh, they have cool parents. They have, like, really chill
parents.
They
can do whatever they want.
But it was actually, like, parents were actually over them, and they were just, like, because they've let them be walked over the whole time.
God bless you.
Because I was the same way. Like, I was, like, I was scared of both sides.
Yeah.
My mom, stepdad, dad, stepmom. Like, all four of them equally was just scared. I was scared of, like, three. All four disappointment. Mm-hmm. My mom, I was never scared of my mom. My mom was, like, always chill. Like, but it definitely did. Like, when she had, like, my dad was strict. My mom had it, like, in her head was like, I have to be somewhat strict too. Or it's like, if you're in trouble, you're in trouble with me too.
My parents had a really good, like, dynamic though. It was very good cop, bad cop.
My parents did the same. You liked that?
And
my mom hated it.
I don't know if it was done on purpose or it's just the way it is. Like, my mom is super bubbly, outgoing, very, like, easy to talk to. And my dad is, like, much more serious and big. And it just kind of ended up being that way to where I would, like, run things by my mom first. Or, like, if there was something that I wanted, I would, like, ask her. Yeah. And it would be, like, ask your dad type situation. Or, like, ooh, dad cannot know about that. Like, that type I really liked. I was definitely more afraid of my dad than my mom. Mm-hmm. But I really liked that. Because I could, like, tell her things. But I was, like, that I was too afraid to tell my dad.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
It's like a good way, like, good cop, bad cop. It's like, and we do that. I feel like we do that these times too. Like, if you want to say no to something, but it's easier for this person to say no, you're just like, hey, just say no because it'll sound
Oh, you're saying like putting the blame on the other parent?
But yeah. Like, kind of just like
to a point, because there's some families that are like, where they try to, like, pit you against the other parents, like, Daddy doesn't want you to do that.
But yeah, no, but that's
totally
bad.
Be okay with me.
Yeah, that's,
it's like
weird.
then it's like making you not like the other person. Yeah. Or, like, you know how mom feels about that. You, like, it, that I don't like.
My mom and dad always were like, my mom would be like, I won't tell your dad, but I'm not gonna lie to him. And I always was like, so you're gonna tell him? Like, so what's the point of lying to telling you?
Yeah.
Which is good, like, as parents, that I think that's a really good, like,
I would have her side, like, if I didn't care if my kid wanted to do something, but she did, I would give, like, I'd be like, no, because I would give a reason why to have her side.
Mm. Or if I just come up with something to do something and my mom was like, ask your dad. And then if I already, like, tried to be like, oh yeah,
mom said.
Like, well, mom said, I got in so much trouble.
I would never try that.
Oh, I tried it twice. And I never did it again.
That's crazy that you even tried that.
I know. And then it was like, you knew
as
he
if
said
they don't
no.
Talk
yeah.
To, yeah.
It's like, as a kid, you think your parents are, like, dumb and don't get it. And now I can only imagine the times, like, that I would just laugh. Even with, like, my nieces and nephews, like, seeing how smart they think they are. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I see everything you're doing.
Did,
like,
you get the I was born at night, not last night? I got that all the time.
Oh, that's funny.
My whole life where I thought I was being slick about something and my dad would be like, I was born at night, but not last night. Nice try.
That's a good dad thing to say.
Nice try.
But yeah, it was like testing the water. Like, I'd ask my mom and if she was like, you're going to have to ask your dad, I'd be like, nah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's a no for me, dog.
I don't really want to go
it's
anymore.
It's a no for me, dog.
It's not even worth asking because, like, I feel like when you ask them something and they say no, I feel like I'm punching holes in my card that, like, I have for my parents. You don't want to ask your parents too many things because
you don't
want to save,
save
some of the things that you want to ask. For, like, if I wanted a new phone, in my head, I was like, I cannot ask them to go out for like at least three times.
Yeah, the mental gymnastics was crazy. Yeah.
Especially high school when you're
exactly.
starting to
so
like
that
get
fourth
smart.
Time when I asked, like, damn, my son hasn't asked me for anything yet for actually a good amount of time. Maybe let me think about the new phone.
Mom, I haven't asked for anything in like
6 weeks.
But I would never say that, though. I would just hopefully they know that.
But now, yeah, like, thinking from the parent side, it's like, it's been quiet. What does he want? Oh, what, yeah, does he want?
Still not being slick.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom was like I had the good cop, bad cop, too, but it was because my mom had to be strict because my dad does not have a serious bone in his body. Mm. Nothing matters to that man. He's the chillest man in the world. So everything was like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, okay. Like when my mom said I couldn't get my hair done because I wasn't allowed to color my hair. And my dad took me to my first hair appointment. I said, Dad, mom said I can get highlights. He goes, what's highlights? I was like, I don't know, but mom said it's okay. And then I got them.
Oh, especially something so permanent.
I got them. Like, I know that was
really
naughty.
What are you
going
to do, walk in and hide it?
That was naughty. I just wanted to be like the other girls.
No, I get it. But I'm like... clearly, your mom was gonna find
out.
See
it.
I didn't think that far. I didn't care that far. I said, I have one opportunity right now. I have 2 hours in this chair. My dad's here. I'm gonna do it.
You knew daddy would protect you, though, at that moment.
No, he said, Remy, what are you talking about?
No, I know, but like, you didn't feel like in your head, you're like, I'm going with my dad. I feel like I'll be, my mom will get over it.
No. Oh, I knew I was going to be in trouble. I didn't care because he was going to swipe the card that day.
Yeah, and you
I
got
didn't
him.
Think that far. I was 14. But like
the girls
now,
at school are going to love this. Oh,
it looks so bad.
And
my
all
hair.
Be my friends.
My hair was not the same for like 20 years till now.
Mm. Wait, but, really? From that day?
No, it grew out. But like I just continued to color my hair since then. And it like was dead. Dead. But I will say, like, I've talked to Cal a lot about how we want to parent our kids moving forward. And I personally didn't like the good cop, bad cop. And I know my mom didn't like it because she was like, I don't want to always say no. But like, if your dad's not going to say no, I have to say no. So Cal and I have like always talked about, we had like a very similar parental dynamic. So we've talked about how when we have kids, we want to be a united front. And that's what's cool. You can decide what you want to do for your kids. But we want to like, you know, go to a separate room, decide like as parents, what are we going to come to the kid as? It's either a yes together or a no together. It's not going to be a, so dad said this. Like, right.
That's exactly, that? Like, I knew it was like
but,
both of them.
But in the moment, when they ask you something in the moment, is that something where it's like, we'll get back to you on that, and then you both go to the room and chat about it? Or is it?
Yeah, I think so. It has to be that.
Sometimes
they'd
be like, let me think about it. We'll let you know later today. Yeah. Or like, we'll let you know tomorrow or blah, 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 whatever.
I like that.
I think one of my bigger, this is deeper, but also I've told this story on your guys' the high episode we did forever ago, but I got lost in the mall when I was very, very young. Yes. And that was something that I didn't realize traumatized me. Obviously, you're like, yeah, that's scary. But then I remember being in therapy and she's like, okay, like, have you ever had anything like traumatic? It was like my first session. I was like, no, not really. And then like maybe months later, we were doing like that EMDR exercise where you like, I don't know if you know it, but you can kind of like rewire your brain.
Okay.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You should try it.
Thank you. Give me that number.
What do you do?
Basically, it's an exercise that while you're re-saying the story of what happened, of something usually traumatizing, you're following your therapist's fingers. And while you're doing that, it's something about the eye movements. It like reprocesses those memories. But then while you're talking about it, you come to a conclusion. So for instance, if I felt very scared of being alone or like I was scared of the dark for like years because of like that experience. But like
while she's doing it, she's asking you questions as you're watching.
So basically while you're reliving that memory, now you're reforming new memories around it because your eyes moving back and forth help you reprocess it.
Okay.
And then basically they guide you through it to hopefully
unlock something. Unlock
it to where you're like, oh, well, I guess I didn't realize like my parents were only doing this for this reason. Or like, oh, I guess I felt very alone and scared, but blah, blah, blah. Like you just kind of like reprocess and relive through it. But yeah, it like actually really helps. It's called EMDR.
With the mall
situation,
what did we discover through that?
So I just remember that coming up in the it was so crazy because like in it, let's say I'm going to butcher this analogy, but like, let's say I'm like, I feel like I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, blah, 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 blah. She's like, okay, let's start there. Why do you think that? And I'm explaining why I think that.
And
while
you're focusing on this back and forth. Yes. So you're just letting your brain just
you're
talk.
Focusing
and kind of,
oh, no, I can't even do that. I wouldn't be able to pass that. I couldn't even get
it's
past
not,
the first.
But it's not passing. You're just going. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. And then the first thing that comes to my head is like, well, I don't know. I haven't dated in a long time, whatever. And then it's
but
like.
You have to follow this as
think
you're thinking about it.
You're focusing more on the movement. Mm-hmm. So you're just speaking.
Your brain is just
and you're
speaking.
Not even. Yeah. You're being so honest because you're not even thinking about what you're saying. You're thinking about following.
Oh, okay.
So then,
okay.
I could totally see that working.
So sure. Then I'm like, so then from there, it's like, I don't know. I think I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. Okay. When's the first time you ever felt alone? And then I'm like, okay. Well, like, so the person's guiding you kind of through this, not journey,
unpacking.
But through this unpacking it. And then I went through this whole thing and landed to the first time I remember feeling completely terrified was when I was like 4 in the mall and I got lost. And she's like, let's unpack that. So like, it's crazy how it's like, well, I would have never put those things together,
right.
But something that happened in my past greatly impacted my entire future, like without even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, but it was like so valid. It felt like I won like a video game. I was like, oh my God, I failed.
Wow.
You're like so good.
I know there's like multiple situations that like this test that Alicia got, I know I would unpack so many things.
You should honestly do it.
I'm like scared to do it because I feel like everything would come out of
that. Do all therapists do that, or is it a specific way
they
you have
can to specialize in it? But no, I think most like know of it at least, or like do it. But seriously, it is so like, and then from there, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not gonna feel alone the rest of my life because now I know where that root fear came from.
After that, were you like, oh, if that's all that it was, like the thing that
it wasn't,
kid, like, what's not that big deal?
Yes.
Did you feel you felt better and like
instantly?
Relieved?
Like instantly,
in
I'm
that
like,
moment.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, like why did I make that such a big deal? Like obviously I'm not
without
gonna be
realizing that
yes.
That's what made
it.
Yeah.
Truly, like I could talk about therapy forever. I did skip today. I needed to sleep in.
do you do it once a week?
Yeah, I try.
Do you have to go to them or is it on a Zoom call?
She does Zoom.
I do mine on Zoom.
But
I do Zoom?
Feel like if you want to do EMDR, it's better in person, but you can do it.
Yeah, you're just
screen.
Like this on the screen.
Yeah.
It's just glitching.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, in person would work better, but the inconvenience of that, like having a fucking.
But you
got to
prioritize.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Because I tried Zoom once and it was.
It doesn't. And your phone goes off, didn't. You get a notification on your
I don't mind it. I just chit chat.
I think it was the lady that I had. I just don't think it was like the right person for me, but it made the whole session really like. That's why.
Love therapy. That's why. Love unpacking childhood trauma.
Do you feel like too much therapy can be detrimental though?
No.
Sometimes I'm literally in a session. And I'm like, you got another hour? Do you have an 11:30? She's like, no. I'm like, run it another hour. Let's
really?
Keep going. Oh, I love it.
Because I've always thought about like if you got to the point where you were like, not.
Like you don't have anything
creating
else.
Creating your own problems by like trying to discover like getting mad about something that like probably wouldn't have bothered you or thought about. And then like it gets brought to the front and now you're like, oh, well now I'm upset about this. Does it like unlock new things that you didn't think
I
about?
I think it could, but maybe that it was just in you the whole time.
I was going to say, I guess it's different for everyone and it really does depend on like who your therapist is and if you trust them and then, you know, all that, obviously. But I do think I can tend to stuff things down and not deal with it. So I feel like even little things, if I don't bring it up now, it's just going to be a bigger issue later. So it's actually better to kind of like process that.
Right.
It's a looking for the right person too. Cause I feel like if we were all just skipped that stage of trying to find that right person, we all had the right person. We'd all have therapists.
I also remember the first few times that I didn't want to tell my girl something. I was like, that's a red fucking flag, Alicia. If you're scared to tell her something, you're either hella embarrassed by it and like this, but legally she can't tell anyone. Like it's fine. You know what I mean? So finding someone who you're just like, it just made me be like, oh, what's the point of paying for this if I'm not going to be honest?
Yeah.
Like then I'm wasting everyone's
that's
time.
True.
It just depends for me on the week. Like sometimes I'm like, girl, I had a week and I get into like topical things. Or if I have nothing to report, then we start diving deeper. But I will say like, she'll clock me if I am getting too in my head or I'm like making a molehill out of whatever. Like I'm making like a big issue out of something small.
Yeah.
She's like, well, have you ever thought about it this way? And I'm like, you're so right. And then I just move past it. And now I'm fine, really.
So like, how long have you been seeing this therapist?
Now maybe like a year or so.
So at this point, you got like does she know you like the back? Like you?
Not really, honestly. Like I feel like there's a lot more with me that I could like delve into with her over time.
But she knows all like the negative things that's happened in your life.
You know what's
though,
really
right?
interesting though? I saw this therapist. It's Alicia and I have the same therapist. I saw her in 2018 when I was like going through a really big transformation. Like I had just lost friends. I had just like gotten my heart broken. I was like going through a lot at that time. I saw her for like a few sessions and then I was like, I don't need therapy. I'm fine. Stopped. And then I started seeing her this past year, not because of anything that happened. I was just like, I think I want to try again. Because at the time in 2018, I was like, my life is exploding. Like, oh my God, like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm a bad person and da 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 da. And then I did it and I was like, I think I'm okay. Now, when I started again last year, I was like, I think I just want to start because like things will inevitably happen. Feelings are going to come up. I want to dial, like, I want to be a better mom to my kids one day. Like, that's why I got started. And so it's so funny
build
because now, yeah, and I wanted to like
before.
Delve into my like childhood trauma and understand like why that happened and how I can break generational trauma and all those things. So I've been doing that, but it's so funny because now I'll like reference something and she'll like pull back my sheets from 2018 because it wasn't, I haven't seen her a ton of times. It's not like I was seeing her every week for the past like 6 years. So she'll pull it back and be like, oh my God, like, I remember when you talked about this person, like, da 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 da, like, and it's just so,
now
I'm in such a different place from that person. Obviously, like, I was referencing a guy, my first guy ever that I dated, and now I'm talking about, like, getting married to Cal. And so it's, like, such different things, and I've, like, grown so much and changed so much and, like, learned so much between the 6 years since it happened, but it's, like, kind of a mind fuck sometimes.
Imagine having a therapist for, like, 6 years, like, them knowing you so, oh, wait, 6 years?
I think, like, 7 or 8, yeah.
Wait, wow. The same person?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Damn, I'm jealous. That sounds amazing. Imagine having the same therapist for 8 years. They fucking know everything about that. You literally say anything. Well, it's because of this. It's like, damn it,
that's
you're
the
right.
Thing too. I tried a lot of therapists before. I remember I went to one who's like specialized in eating disorders, actually. And I just like got a weird, I just felt really uncomfortable. I felt like I just didn't like it or I didn't vibe with the person. And so I left. But I imagine like them knowing all the history, you saying something so topical and then being like, well, it's probably because of this. Like, that sounds
or like,
nice.
Oh, well, you know how we talked about this for this. Maybe that's also like
or clocking you immediately because they know that like this is a repetitive pattern that you like have.
Which I'm just scratching the surface now after being in it for a year where I feel like she can relate a lot of things like, oh, well, it's because of this probably. And I'm like, oh, it is probably because of that. Mm-hmm. But it's the work you put in.
Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was... Yes.
See, they're good. Therapy. Therapists. They have the same one.
It's just good. I think, like, regardless, because, I mean, I think everyone deserve, like, should be in therapy or at least try it or, like, actually really, really try it. But that's my own opinion. Some people may not think that. But I do think everyone needs an outlet, whether it's songwriting, whether it's the gym, whether it's something just to, like, actually get your feelings out and, like, process shit. Mm-hmm. And then I think, honestly, like, my dad was diagnosed with... autism in his 60s. So now looking back, I'm like, oh, everything makes sense. So like he's been in a lot of therapy over the past few years and like everything goes back to like his childhood. Like like you just learn how much everything's from your childhood.
Do therapists or can therapists tell you what you need or is that more a psychiatrist or a therapist is like, oh,
So therapists can't prescribe you pills.
Yeah, they can't prescribe, but can they?
Psychiatrists can.
Can they?
They can give you tools and like homework. I get homework sometimes. It's
or
like,
referrals.
I want you to like, work on this, you know, have these conversations and like come back. Let's talk about that.
But I will say that one of the main things I learned is because I found my psychiatrist through my therapist and I kept waiting for her to be like, oh yeah, you need to be medicated. Let's get you a doctor. But it's not like that. Like,
I feel like that's good though. If
it's
they're not,
good.
They're not jumping to put you on medication.
That's what I hate. It's like immediate medication. Like
everything.
But it was to the point where I was like, do I need it? Like, blink twice. Like, you're not going to tell me. But it's more of just, like, they're there for support in any way. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's good that they're, like, trying to help instead of just medicate immediately.
Yeah.
Just trying to push
like, change lifestyles of, like, lifestyle choices first. And then we'll try medication if that doesn't work.
Yeah, just, like, talk therapy. But, EMDR.
Therapy's helped me a lot be better with...
how to handle different situations and go about it.
Mm-hmm. Even today, Cal and I got into a little bit of a tiff on the way here, and
kerfuffle.
And I feel like I would have growing up, I would have been taught to like yell or like, you know what I mean, like based on my childhood, like yell or like to get my point across. But I was like, oh, I don't need to yell. I just need to like explain why I'm annoyed. And then he said sorry, and I said sorry, and then we moved on. Like but I wouldn't have been able to do that had I not been given the tools that I have now.
I need that. Whatever the hell that
you
was. I need that.
It.
Yeah,
you
I do.
Really should.
I should.
You have to be pretty vulnerable, but like, again, it's HIPAA. So you have
I can be pretty vulnerable in a setting like that. Yeah, I think so.
You should try.
But I like, I can't speak. I can't like say it though. I'm just like,
That's okay though.
No, I have these feelings. I just don't know. One second.
But then they'll ask questions and their job then is to change the angle of the question so that you feel comfortable answering it.
They make me do a survey where it's a strongly disagree to agree.
Absolutely <I'm> like, not.
Every session, how's your day? Agree. It's wrong.
It is weird though, like you're raised by your parents a specific way and that makes you like who you are and how you act.
Oh yeah.
And then it was their parents that raised it like the generational stuff is really weird to think about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you just think however you were raised is normal because that's all you know.
Yeah, you don't know how other people were raised. Like, mm-hmm. Total different family dynamic. It's so interesting.
I always knew mine was, I think from young, I knew mine was like very weird. I was like, really? This isn't really? Normal. Yeah, like going back and forth between my dad and my mom's house because they divorced when I was young.
Yeah.
So when I was little, before elementary school, back and forth.
Oh.
Completely different rules.
On weekends and weekdays or what was the split?
It was every other weekend I went to my mom's house. But
you were living with your dad and you would visit your mom.
Visit my mom. But it felt like light years away because I loved being with my mom when I was a kid.
I always thought it was opposite. You're with your mom full time.
It was, it flipped. Okay. It switched. So like half my childhood life, I was with my dad. And then half my childhood life, I was with my mom.
Wow.
Same thing. Every other weekend, I'd go to my dad's house. And the having to hide shit when I was young, that messed me up. Imagine being in fourth grade, third grade, having to hide stuff, but knowing that your parents are like, knowing that you're hiding it. Does that make sense?
Like hiding what exactly?
Like there was what you could
more
eat.
Culture stuff, like meat, halal. I only ate halal here, but my mom's house, I didn't eat halal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure though.
Especially
on a child.
That's like, what I'm like,
But from my mom's, from my mom's point of view, she was just like, honey, look, you can eat whatever you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I knew that I couldn't tell my dad. My mom also wasn't going to tell my dad either. So it was this like, kind of like we both knew.
And it just made you feel like you were doing something wrong all the time.
All the time. Yeah. I felt like I was doing something wrong all the time.
You were upsetting both of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just like being secretive all the time.
Also then as a kid at such a young age, you're like, okay, well then which one's right? Like, you're also like, well, which one is correct? Because you don't know.
With that also, like in my head, personally, what I would think is like at your mom's house, that's her rules. At your dad's house, it's his rules. So
exactly.
I think it's
okay. No, it makes sense. It makes sense. But like transporting that, like flipping that's weird. But like
it's almost like two like lives almost.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. When you are around people, do you like feel tension a lot? Like, can you like?
Yeah, I feel I'm dying on the inside.
I was gonna say, I'm sure that probably, I don't want to diagnose or anything, but like I could imagine probably feeling the tension from your parents and like internalizing that.
Oh,
100%.
Oh my God, can I start sending you therapists like TikToks things? Because when I find shit and I get read to, I'm like, oh my, like
Alicia, send me a therapist.
Oh, I can do that too.
I think that would do better than TikToks.
No, there's certain TikToks where it's like, if you feel like this, and I'm like, you know those, it's like, do you ever feel blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yes.
This landed on your page because.
Yes. But like there's somewhere you're just like, oh, it's because you grew up in a household where you didn't feel safe and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
you know what's really sad though? Like I know I had a pretty harsh like parental dynamic sometimes, but I know also like my parents' parents, like especially like living in Korea and immigrating over, like it was significantly harder for them. I know that. Like I know my parents had it harder than I do, but when you're a kid, like you only know the hand that you're dealt, obviously. Yeah. So like that's a lot what I'm working through too, is like I give my parents their grace and their flowers. Like they did the best they could, and I know they were not nearly as hard on me as what their parents gave to them. And then like slowly you are breaking that generational trauma, but like you have to put in the work.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
is why I went into therapy, because I was like, I grew up in a household where there was a lot of yelling and I don't want to yell all the time. Like I need to figure this out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms.
So like, I'm going to work on that so that my kids don't get yelling. But also I know my kids are gonna be like, you were such a bitch. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm sure at some point in their lives, they're going to say that to me.
Yeah. Or also like, it's a pendulum. So it's like, you try so hard not to do it to where then boom, it goes the opposite way. Yeah. Like, it's, so that's a whole yeah, other yeah, thing
like, because
to
being,
too.
Being like, being parents that like,
the are gentle parenting is gentle, crazy.
It's bad because gentle parenting, the first thing I think of are my friends that were walked all over. Yeah. It's like, that's not a good life either. It's like you literally have to pick the perfect center and you have to stay there. I know it sucks.
Like we will like mess up our kids unintentionally. And yes.
I've told myself that. And I said, I know I'm going to mess them up, but it's not going to be for the reasons that I was messed up. It'll be okay. Something different.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened in my childhood, because when you were talking about like, I curl up and I get so uncomfortable anytime I hear an argument or some sort of like disagreement, even like the littlest thing. Like if somebody goes back and forth a couple times, I literally like cringe and it makes me feel so uncomfortable. Like even like dumb little things.
Is that more?
I don't know.
Is that
what
everyone
it is.
Or do people like that?
Maybe not like, but some people might be neutral. They're just like, oh, they're just fighting.
Yeah.
Like if I'm around like a couple that's arguing or like, not even like serious stuff. Like just something like a little ping pong back and forth.
Like a bickering match.
I get like.
Did your parents fight a lot?
No.
Maybe that's why. Maybe something to do with like similar to Alicia. Maybe like if you not.
Being
not as accustomed to that, because like I grew up with a lot of fighting, so like
so,
it's I'm
so
like
the back and forth doesn't but like mm-mm. So interesting.
No, it's
yeah,
tough.
It like sends like shivers down my spine when I hear it.
Mm-hmm. I grew up with a lot of fighting in the house. I don't like cringe up like that, but it definitely makes me feel a little.
It makes me sad. I'm like, yeah, oh, it's they're just okay, like, but I'm not like I don't feel like a visceral reaction. I'm just like, oh, that sucks.
I feel like I used to feel more. Like paralyzed from it, and I feel like now I've gotten a lot better.
Would you be open to going to therapy?
I would try it.
Maybe you guys should try a few sessions and then come back and we can talk about it.
Can you give us some time? Because I feel like you have to find the right one.
No, absolutely.
Or I'm gonna like talk shit about it. I don't want to do that.
I understand. Don't worry. On that note, Alicia and I have got to get home to pack for our trip to Asia.
I know.
And we're both bringing our moms to heal our generational
trauma. Wait, you're bringing them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
That's nice. Yeah. Are you going to have to do a lot of spa days and shit?
They're going to love
be jealous.
That.
Oh, I am jealous.
We're getting our skin done.
Well, can you bring some like skincare home?
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say, do you guys want us to bring anything for you?
Yes, please.
What do you want?
All mine were food, and I found out that you can't bring food back.
Well,
so.
I can bring you snacks. I can bring you like packaged snacks. I can't bring you fresh fruit. Packaged snacks. What's your flavor profile like? Sweet. I know you like sweet.
Anything sweet.
Sweet.
You said barbecue sauce. You like barbecue sauce? Barbecue. Okay, I'll keep that
if
in mind.
If they have any like
you honestly just I'm not good with like cream stuff, like care, but whatever you think I need.
Okay. And what are your problem areas with your skin? Would you say like pores, dryness, texture?
I couldn't tell you.
Even when we did, both of your guys' skin is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think like a good like moisturizer, face wash, body wash.
Okay.
One thing.
One thing.
Hair, maybe hair care.
Okay.
Just bring me back a Birkin and we'll be good.
Sounds good. Call it even.
Just honestly, anything that's like normal that a guy would use.
Okay, got you.
I'm so jealous you guys are going with your.
I know.
Ashley's I want to take my family. They've never like
take him
been
to Florida.
Out of the country.
That's where they're from.
No, like, my mom barely ever has, so I'm really excited to go.
That's
with
That's gonna be
Suze.
Awesome. They're gonna love it.
She's gonna be our tour guide. She's planning a whole trip for us.
That's really cute.
That's really awesome. What are we doing for the next 2.5 weeks?
We've hung out so much. I feel like you guys are gonna be by yourselves.
What are we gonna do, Heath?
Oh,
stop.
Come meet
Nothing.
Us. You should come meet us.
Fine, I'll come.
Yay! Okay, well, thank you guys so much for watching this episode. We know it was kind of a random one, but a good catch up overall. Digging into some deeper topics, talking about our favorite snacks. And we love you guys
we
so
talked
much.
A lot of deep
cheesecake. Snacks.
Cheesecake Factory.
If you guys want to check out our super awesome, amazing RV trip and aquarium trip that we took, make sure you go to patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. You pay $10 a month and you get everything in the archive. That's it's right. Like what, over like 80 posts. It's amazing. Wow. We work so hard on there. A lot of fun videos, and we just keep getting better every month, honestly.
And yeah, I don't know any other Patreon where people say it's actually worth it.
Yeah, no, I don't see any. Maybe Unfiltered, but
except ours.
Oh yeah.
All right, I don't guys. Know. Maybe love Unfiltered. You. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No